At least 350 people crowded outside the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department headquarters in Uptown Saturday night. Many chanted and held signs with phrases like Black Lives Matter and warning, unarmed black man. It was the second night of protests in Charlotte, spurred by Monday's police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Camry Jones of Charlotte says she came because it was something she had to do.
For my little brother, for my father, for every black man in the world. Period.
Jones stood near the center of a group of people chanting.
We're out here because we're sick of the police killing our young black men and women. They know what they're doing. We don't have to repeat it over and over again.
Protests erupted in Charlotte and across the country last week after video showed a white Minneapolis police officer kneeling for nearly 9 minutes on the neck of George Floyd. Tyvisha McGriff says she hopes the protests help police better understand how she says people of color feel.
Are we making them uncomfortable, just like we're uncomfortable every day riding in the car doing something simple?
McGriff and her friend Nichelle Barra handed out bottles of water from a 12-pack to their fellow protesters. They said they wanted everyone to remain respectful, calm, and nonviolent. Earlier in the evening, a small group of about 100 protesters completely blocked traffic on I-277 near Uptown. Later, officers in riot gear fired tear gas and pepper spray multiple times into the crowd outside CMPD headquarters. Some protesters broke off and marched down Trade Street with police following them. Protesters pulled down chain-link construction fences and moved plastic barricades into a pile in an effort to stop police. All of this followed a state of emergency declaration on Saturday. Charlotte City Council made that decision after Friday night's protests in the Beatty's Ford Road area led to violence. CMPD said windows on the precinct were broken, numerous police cars were damaged, and three officers sustained minor injuries Friday night. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.